Stations, here's your suggested lead. Immigration reform seems to have stalled, but has it? And if so, can it be revived? Bill Stock is an immigration lawyer from Eastern Pennsylvania, and he spoke with reporter Christopher Michael about the president's actions and the people who are pretending to help. And the story comes your way in 3, 2, 1. An awful lot of people heard with the president's actions that they might be able to become legalized citizens, and a lot of people are jumping in to help, and they have no business doing that because they're trying to rip them off.
That's true. I mean, people need to understand that at the moment, there is very little that people can apply for until the president's actions are actually fully implemented. Until then, people have to be careful not to fall victim of those who would say that there is relief to apply for when there isn't.
How can you get that message to people who are pretty much taken under the wing of someone like this?
Well, it's very important that people go to immigration attorneys and voluntary agencies that are authorized by the Board of Immigration Appeals. Those are trustworthy sources of information about people's particular situations and about relief that they might have under today's laws.
And with the situation that they're under, they may feel like they can't go to authorities for help.
That's true. In fact, in the city of Philadelphia, an ordinance was recently passed to make it illegal to offer immigration services unless a person is a qualified attorney or authorized agency by the Board of Immigration Appeals. We need more of that kind of enforcement for against people who would take advantage of this vulnerable population.
If they'd like more information, where could they find it?
They should go to the website www.stopnotariofraud.org.
Bill Stock, this is Christopher Michael reporting.